Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hi, Cheryl. David Hall. How are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Hall. How may I assist you?
We had a measurement taken yesterday, and
Mm-hmm.
the installer, he told us that we could go up to Home Depot tomorrow afternoon and pick out our appliance. They don't have our order at Home Depot. Can you check on it, please, and see if it was sent over?
Home Depot don't have your order.
No, they don't have the measurements that you guys took.
The they don't have the measurements. Okay.
Right, they don't have the measurements.
All right, they might not be looking in the right place. Let me take a look and see if they were uploaded. Phone number of 770-294-7696. Is that the phone number listed on the order?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, one moment. Just waiting on it to load.
Okay.
Still waiting on it to load. Still just waiting on it to load. Okay, and if you will verify the name and address on the order.
It's David Hall, 2745 Connect Drive, Southwest, Lilburn, Georgia, 300.
Okay. Okay, yeah, the measurements are loaded on the order. Now, I'm not sure why they were not seeing them, but the measurements are loaded. Because your unit wasn't installed yesterday, was it?
No, he came out and measured it yesterday.
Okay.
We just need the measurement so we can place the order for one that's going to fit the measurement thing. Or, because I told him we was getting a five burner instead of a four burner, which is upgrade.
Okay. Yep, and he has on here height is gonna be 4, width is 28.5, depth is 19 1/4. So I'm not sure why they're not sending them, but they are loaded on the order. So are
My
you at the
wife,
store now?
no, my wife, she went up there to the store, and they didn't have them. She just came back frustrated and pissed off because they didn't have them. She couldn't order oven.
Yeah, she could
Been
order. Some of the sales associates might not know where to look to find the information on the order once, because she gave them your current order for the measurement, right?
No, it wasn't a current measurement. That was the measurement.
No, I'm saying when she went in the store today, she gave them the order number from the measurement on yesterday.
Well, she didn't have the measurement. He didn't give us the measurement.
No, he wouldn't have gave them to you. They're loaded in the on the order. So if she went to the store and provided them with your order number where the tech came out and did the measurement yesterday, all they had to do was open up the order. The measurements are there.
Okay.
Yeah, the measurements are on the order. She also took a picture of what your current burner looks like. Like you say, you have the 4 burner now and you're moving to a 5 burner. She even got a picture of your existing burner that was loaded along with the measurement.
He took a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. All of that is loaded on the order. I'm not sure why Home Depot is not seeing it. But it is loaded.
So all they have to do is just pull up the order from where we had originally put it in and give them the order number.
From yesterday.
0110-. Well, are you going by the last digits, right?
Yeah, I have a order number of, well, I don't have the H in front of it, but I have 01101049198.
489198.
Yes, 01. In the system, it is showing the H is going to represent Home Depot. So you'll have H. And you should see 0110, which is the store number.
Yeah.
Then you'll have 104-89198 are the last numbers.
Okay. The last numbers, what I have on my order is I got the H0110-1993224.
No, that's not what in our system, and that's not what the pictures are loaded on.
So they got it loaded on the wrong one. That's why they can't find it.
No. You're David Hall at 2745 Connect Drive, Southwest, Lilburn, Georgia.
Yes, that's correct.
That is the order number that is showing in our system. But either way, if she had to pull the order up by your name or phone number, she still would see the information because that is, like I said, the order number that was sent over to us from Home Depot.
Okay, so they got this. Okay, they give me the order number whenever I make the purchase. I got the order number that they printed out and gave me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the order number. But you're saying it's a complete different number.
Yeah, that's the number I have in our system. Like I said, it's the 0110104891198.
No, it's not 489198.
Yeah, that's definitely the number that came over to us.
I wonder what number that could be.
I'm not sure.
Okay. We got to get it corrected somehow. Look in the system and see if there's another David Hall. Because it's more than one of us.
No, because the rep call while your wife was at the store today made a note on this order, Home Depot rep call to see if model number WCE55US6HB instead of JP3036DLBB will fit. And she sent a message over to the text office to see if the other model will fit versus the model that was sent out with the measurement. So is your wife looking at a new, a different unit versus the one that was on the order when the tech came out?
Yeah, the lady, whenever we set the order up, she said they had to have some type of model number on the order to place the going measurement order with you guys. That's what they said, and that's what they put on there. But that's not the one that we wanted.
Well, she shouldn't have put that on there if that's not what y'all wanted. That's crazy. Now she want to see if the other model will fit. Well, I don't know if it's the same sales rep or not. But see, now we'll have to wait on the tech to read the email that was sent over to them today, which probably won't be until Monday, to see if that unit will fit. She should have put that model on there to start with. That don't make no sense.
Well, that's what. Sorry, my French. But that's what she did. But on there. Okay, so they can't look at the measurement that we took yesterday and determine not whether or not the WC55 US 6HB a fit.
The sales rep can't. That's why they sent a message over to the tech's office. So now we have to wait on a response from the tech's office. And, of course, they, like yesterday, they're out doing orders again today.
Okay, the tech office. Is that the guy that came yesterday?
Yes.
Where he worked out of
them? Yes.
Okay. So we got to get in contact with him.
No, you don't have to contact him. An email has already been sent over. We just waiting on them to respond back to the store. Once they respond back to the store, then the store should call you and let you know whether or not the new model that you're looking at will fit versus the one that they just dummied up and put on the order.
Okay. All right. So I guess Monday we can check.
That is correct.
All right.
So anything else I can assist with? All right. My name is Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y, L-S and Larry, L-S and Larry.
Okay, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.